It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Spider-Noir, the Amazon Prime video series with Nicolas Cage reprising his Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse voice role of Spider-Man Noir with a different name, Ben Reilly, and his superhero identity, the Spider. He's a 1930s private investigator who gives up the suit over a tragedy, but will eventually return to his vigilanteism when a fiery, sandy, and shocking case opens up. The series cast also includes Lamorne Morris as Ben's journalist friend Robbie Robertson, Brendan Gleeson as the Irish gangster Silvermane, and Lee Jun Lee as the femme fatale singer Kat Hardy. And we also see some other villains like Abraham Papoula as Tombstone, Jack Houston as Sandman, and Andrew Cadwell as Megawatt. And there's also a scientist being on the brink of curing metahumans. You know, 20 years ago we had X-Men The Last Stand, which had a similar concept regarding the cure of mutants and how everyone handled it. The streaming site gives you the choice to watch this series in color or black and white. I watched all 8 episodes in black and white, and it really sets the style and tone of the series. A black and white Spider-Person should be watched in black and white, especially when Cage wants to give us a mixture of Humphrey Bogart, James Cagney, Edward G. Robinson, and a little bit of Bugs Bunny with his great acting. Some CGI effects wear out their welcome, but there are those that do deliver, and the look and feel of Spider-Noir is classic and stylish, and I still think that watching it in black and white really enhances the experience, even on your computer or TV. So Spider-Man fans, watch it. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies!